Welcome to Let's Chat Core with Sarah Brown Wessling. Today's question, what are other teachers doing and what do their goals and targets look like?
So first of all, I want to talk about these two words, goals and targets, which are kind of used synonymously oftentimes when we talk about education, we talk about things like standards, but I think we need to think of them separately. So when I hear the word target, I think of the end in mind. I think of how what we want to be able to point to at the end of our instruction and say, this is what kids accomplished. This is what kids learned. And so I think that those targets are oftentimes variable from school to school, classroom to classroom, state to state. However, we do know that the core gives us a really great resource to kind of illustrating what some of those targets can look like. In the appendices, you can find an example in which they have found exemplar pieces of writing. So we can see what a kindergartner is supposed to write, what a first grader is supposed to write, what a third grader is supposed to write, all the way through 12th grade. And that's a really nice way to think about targets in terms of student work instead of in terms of student numbers. The second part of this question is really about goals. So what are teachers doing in order to create goals or understand goals? When we have goals related to this, we have to first of all realize that our first goal is to understand the core. And I think a lot of teachers right now are trying to unpack it. They're trying to make sense of what all of this language is in reference to, and they want to be able to find examples of it. The second thing that they're doing is they're trying to put it in the context of their own experience. So what does this particular standard look like for my students in my school right now? And then what do I want it to look like for my students and my school next year, 3 years from now, 5 years from now? And that's part of this goal setting process. So when I think about goals and targets, I think that it is part of a process. I think we can't do it alone. I think we need to find other teachers to work with. I think that we need to get the help and the support of district and building administrators and realize that this is not ever going to be the responsibility of just math teachers or English teachers, but this is the work of an entire system.